Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches invite you to our 2016 Holy Convocation, where people gather together to meet God. Our theme this year is based out of Mark chapter 8, verse 25. Second touch, regain your spiritual vision. Our guest speakers on Wednesday, August 10th, Bishop Keith Reed of Sharon Baptist Church. On Thursday, Bishop Maureen Davis, Open Door Mission True Light Church. And ending with our presiding bishop on Friday, August 12th, Eric Lambert Jr. Daily agenda includes dynamic afternoon workshops, powerful praise and worship, edifying word from God, and a great time of fellowship. Each evening begins at prayer at 6 o'clock and service at 7 at the Bethel Deliverance International Church main campus, 2929 Cheltenham Avenue.
If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Told me in 2 Corinthians 6 and 7, if he tells me to come out from among them and leave them alone, then I submit to you, his son was a rebel. Jesus did not have the reputation of a healer and a deliverer. Jesus did not have the reputation of a water walker. He had the reputation of a wine bibber, a drunkard, and a friend of sinners. With whom are you sitting? Jesus never had to worry about it. Why? Not because of angelic protection. Because his faith was perfect. Nothing could get through his faith. Notice what he says. My only desire is to do the will of him who sent me. I guarantee you, that statement would not be made in this church, not even by me. Because I don't live that close to God. Jesus lived closer to God than anybody who breathed oxygen. And if you think that you live closer to God, leave Bethel now. If you think you live closer to God than Jesus, go start your own ministry. Because that means you will never be submitted to anyone. Jesus could not be tempted to sin. His faith was perfect. Nothing could get through. When he was hungry, the devil said, turn the stones into bread. He said, you lost your mind. If I just stand this test, I'll multiply the bread. So why should I take the short way out now and do something that will not even be equal to what I'm about to do? Devil said, listen, you fall down and worship me and I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world and show them to him. I was walking through the store the other day and I saw a sign that said, Lotto, $208 million. I saw a new Bethel. I saw a private house somewhere on an island with my name on it. I saw Best Buy's stores being changed to Eric's Place. But I knew I had to pay to play. And I knew I wasn't going to win. Your perceptions are affected by your faith level. What invades your faith? Where you're sitting. I would hazard a guess that most of us in here don't have people with 100% faith in our lives. I can tell it by the way we talk, by the way we look. Oh, I'm just so overwhelmed by my situations in life that I just don't feel happy. But doesn't it embarrass you when a homeless person has more joy than you? They walking around in clothes that are just about falling off them from dirt and decay. And they're smiling. You got a quarter so I can get a cup of coffee. What do you think makes them come to you? Watch. You may be a mass murderer, but they come to you anyway. Why do you think they do that? I was in a location on Friday, and a man walked up to me. I had my Marine Corps hat on. And he walked up, and he said, "I know you." He said, "I was in the Marines with you." He said, "I was in Korea." I thought to myself, I wasn't even born. I said, "What you want?" He said, I want to get something to eat. I said, "With all these people sitting around, you come to me. Why you come to me?" He said, "Because I know you." I said, "Where the heck is security? Ain't never where I need them. If you had been spiritual, you would have been where I was." And it dawned on me. Of all the people sitting around, he did not see potential in them. He went by what was on my cap. I don't think this man served a day in the Marine Corps, but he knew enough to get my attention. I gave him $10. I said, "Here, go get you something to eat. Just here, just go. Take it before you say another word. I don't want you to lie anymore. Take the $10. You don't know me, but. He came to me in faith. Of all the other folks sitting around me, every table was crowded. He saw me from across the pavement. He saw me before I saw him. And he tapped into what he saw. With whom are you sitting? He tapped into what he saw. His faith jumped, just like the boy in Acts. He said, "That man gonna give me money to eat. Now I might have to lie to get it, but I'm gonna get his attention." He stood there for a moment and just looked. The street part of me assessed the area. You always gotta do these threat assessments. All right, if I just chop him in the throat, he'll be done. But I saw the way he looked, and I said, "What is it? What is it? Why are you looking at me?" His faith pushed him. I doubt if he was a believer. Watch this. But I don't know if he was not an angel. I don't know. I don't know if he went around the corner and disappeared. I don't know. I do know there were no liquor stores nearby. I do know there were no bars nearby. The only thing there was the restaurant. Why'd he pick me? With whom are you sitting? Why does God put your answer inside of somebody else? And tells you to connect. But the devil says, isolate yourself. Don't touch anybody. Don't be bothered with anybody. He'll give you reasons. Oh, it's a lot of germs. We're not going to touch. My God. You know that's a generational lie. That's just something you millennium and generation Xers, y'all into that absence of germs. Y'all germophobics carrying bottles of hand sanitizer. My generation, we drop the candy on the ground, pick it up, kiss to God, and spit to the devil, and put it in our mouth. We'd even share it with you. Go ahead, you would cry hunks. They'd take some of my soda, and they just backwash it. And you know, now they got bits of food floating in your soda. You just pour it out. We ain't worried about all that sanitize. We shake hands with people that, "Hey, how you doing?" Amen. We didn't wear helmets and knee pads and elbow pads.
We got on the bike and rode and fell right in the middle of the street. The car coming in on you, and you made the car wait while you picked up your bike. And then straighten out the handlebar. You got a 3-mile backup. You ever notice the new children? They don't have any stories. When they sit with their family, they don't have any stories. Child, what happened? Oh, I got carpal tunnel from playing PlayStation. My generation, how you get that scar across your head? Oh, me and my brother were throwing hatchets out in the backyard and I missed. They cut me right across my eye there. You should have saw that thing sticking out of my head. They took me to temple. It took 3 days for them to see me. By the time they got to me, I was dead. So they rushed me down to Jefferson and brought me back to life. Hallelujah. And so what we are seeing is a major paradigm shift of faith in my generation to faith in the millennium generation that is absent, that is lost, that is gone. Why? Because they sat with the wrong people. You see, my generation, we stayed up under the old folk. We stayed up under the people that made it through the Great Depression. We heard their stories about how God could take one chicken and feed 5 people all week. We watched how they ordained oatmeal and made it delectable. With pride, we walked down Diamond Street with our little cart to get our government cheese that did not melt. That cheese did not melt. That butter did not melt. We did it with pride. Mama said, boy, get that cart and go get those stuff. Just praise God. Hallelujah. We didn't walk around and go, ooh, I hope nobody sees me. You know why we didn't care? Because everybody was going to get it. Where were you sitting? And because we all suffered the same thing, we encouraged one another. We told each other, we ain't going to be like this always. We're getting off of this soon. And what did that do? Give you courage to get off of it. Nobody came in there and said, I'm going to stay on welfare forever. The reason that you're still on there is because you sit it with people who have grown content in mediocrity. But we serve a God of excellence.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
06216P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church. A place where miracles still happen.
Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote has begun open enrollment for the 2016-2017 school year. Affiliated with the Association of Christian Schools International, this Christ-centered academy prepares children, grades K through 5, for educational excellence. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote provides a Christ-centered curriculum, a state-of-the-art mobile computer lab, physical education, a STEAM focus on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, music and interactive Spanish classes, as well as before and after school care, and much, much more. The Academy also offers affordable tuition and payment plans, and a 10% discount for all Bethel Deliverance International Church members. To enroll your child or for additional information, call 215-885-2585. Bethel Christian Academy of Wincote, investing in lives today, ensuring bright futures tomorrow.